Tegan, ever since you brought up BC having sort
doing
of
doing the little
with
nod,
his,
yeah.
I bounce my foot with it.
Oh no, I've ruined it. I've destroyed the illusion.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't even know if it's good or not. Like, I'm not. I could just be like off.
Oh, my timing's terrible, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? As long as it.
I now have to think about that every time, and like it distracts me from paying attention to the numbers. I'm like, oh, great!
I've ruined it for everybody. You're gonna have to start with cameras off now.
You're like thinking about the exact BPM. And
I was
like,
oh, BC's
oh, that
over
reminds
there
me
probably.
Of this song.
Well, no, it's like BC's probably over there nodding his head. I could look over at the screen right now, but I'm not looking at the screen because my phone has the time on it. And I'm like, one, two, three.
Well, it's actually bad because that mystery sound is happening right now that always happens or happens intermittently. And so it's not synced with the time, Kirby, obviously.
Oh, no.
So in my head, I'm thinking of like the seconds and then... The mystery sound is like, it's like, boom, 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 boom.
The mystery sound needs to get it together.
Why is this stuck? I had an idea.
What's the idea?
Thought that this would look better. Yes, because that's where you guys are. Oh. Like I was looking at a weird angle there. Anyway. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chat of the Wild. In this season, we are playing through The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. In this episode, we're beating this game. So when we last left off, I believe we were going to go and check in with Pura after everything, to see what she had to say.
Yep.
I got this talk earlier where they were just like, oh, you already have this. Oh, you already have this. Why didn't you tell me? So I guess, does someone want to relay what happens when you come back to Pura after this, I guess? Because rather than her being upset that I kept something from her, you did the things she asked you to do, I guess.
I mean, she was still upset I kept things from her. It's just different, yeah. Different levels it was just of another... things that I kept from her.
Yeah. She was... Yeah, it's basically the same dialogue, I think. It's just like when you get it.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, we were like... She was like, nice, you found the fifth sage. And then like, she goes on a little bit... And then Link does his little gesture. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, what? And you already got the Master Sword? Why do you tell me you already got the Master Sword? And we were like, eh.
You were like, I had the Master Sword on me last time I talked to you.
Yeah, I'm like, didn't you see it on my back? You recognized me because I have the sword on my back now because I am secretly Tony Hawk. This is my skateboard.
Oh my god, that needs to be a continuation joke of Link being the Tony Hawk in this world for sure.
Oh yeah,
it's too perfect.
It's like oh, you have the sage, you have the sword, mm-hmm. You know where Ganondorf is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Demon King, I should
the
say.
The Demon King? Like,
next right. thing, okay. We got to talk to Jasha and go figure out where he is. No, and then gesturing hands Link is like, nah, we got this.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, okay, how best laid plans here, right? Like, because they were just like, they were coming up with this idea of being like, okay, we're going to feed them information through these little things here. But then you give them a giant open world. And then for us, like, we ended up figuring out where Ganondorf is through the Koga, mm-hmm. like, quest line before we got the sword. But then we got the sword in a different order. And then, you know, one of us ended up getting the fifth sage in a different order. And then coming back to here and then, because even in mine, she said the same thing where she was like, okay, well, you need to go talk to Jasha. Oh, wait, you already did all that? Oh, okay, great. And it's like, I guess, but like when you're actually thinking about how did they lay this out? What were their thoughts?
I wonder if it was like, because the only direction they ever like initially pushed us was the Rito Village. So I wonder if it was like they expected you to do Rito Village, Temple, Depths. And then in the Depths, they direct you to, he goes somewhere else and he like kind of tells you where he's going. And then it's like, okay, so then you go that place, Temple, Depths. And then like, maybe it was like all three, like, collectively that you were that they were thinking? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't like getting yelled at for doing things ahead of time, though, because everyone's just like, why didn't you tell me you did that? And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm busy being the hero. My bad, I guess. I didn't know I had to check in with you every time I did something.
Whoops.
Yeah. It's just like the catch-all at the end to be like, hey, you need to know these things, like, at the end of the day. But I really want to know what it looks like if you just, like, run to the Demon King right away, because theoretically...
Oh, I
want to
try that. Like, yeah, I'm going to start up a new save and just see what happens.
Theoretically, you would need or at least want the Master Sword. I didn't try and switch to anything else, but, like, the other things you really don't have to do. Like, you don't need the sages, and so I feel like it would have implications.
I do know one thing. If you don't get the sages, you do have to do a boss rush.
Okay.
No, we can't talk about that.
Well, that's why I paused really big so you can cut around it like a smart person.
I will say
that's cool.
Yeah, right?
Can you cut back into after Tegan says, I pause really big?
Yeah, and then everyone just goes, oh, that's so cool. We can't talk about it.
Yeah, because I definitely fell down all the way down, but only had Tolan at that point. And before I could mash out and warp out of the cutscene that I triggered, I was like, yeah, okay, this is exactly what I think it is. He did speak up. So I was like, okay, well, he'll be here with me. But we knew that much from, like, the trailers and stuff. Yeah. They were, like, coming up behind you and were like, they'll be on our team all the time.
Yeah, like, they showed sort us of that, they like, were. The charge specifically, like, they put that in the Gleok fight, and, like, that's not where that happens. We know this now, but, like, at the time, we didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That does remind me. We need to talk about something. Mm-hmm. When you finish all of the shrines... You get a thing. Now, skip ahead a few, 15 minutes if you don't want to know what this is right now. But
please,
we have to talk about
don't
this.
Don't ever listen to this. Don't. be happy with your gameplay.
This is going to be Tegan talk. You get the skin,
You get a costume.
You get a costume.
Just like a fierce costume or whatever. Like,
you get what Tegan went back in time and did to Raru.
You
skinned him alive and made an outfit out of him.
You get
it's canon. Tegan has been able to do it. We figured it out.
You get the costume of the first hero, who happens to be Zonai.
What is the description again? Because it says something a little bit more than that.
It's called the Ancient Heroes Aspect. The description specifically is, this item is said to contain the spirit of a hero who once saved Hyrule. That hero's aura will envelop the wearer. That's all it says. Doesn't say it's the first link. Or the first hero or anything. It just says this is an ancient hero who saved Hyrule sometime.
And he
there is nothing else that this game says about it.
Is it supposed to be Raru? Because it doesn't look like
it's
Raru.
Not Raru.
No, it's not Raru.
No,
that's
it's not
the,
Raru.
But it looks it's supposed to be, I think.
It's like there was a Zonai dwarf that they had to deal with before that also had the evil in them, and they fought
them. No, because there was no Hyrule before that.
But this, this is Raru. Hyrule. Oh. This is once saved Hyrule.
So this is after
Raru.
Raru.
After, and, but Raru and Minoru are the last two Zonai, other than the Zonai that became dragons.
He ostensibly saved Hyrule. He is ostensibly a hero.
He allegedly saved Hyrule somewhere between Hyrule's founding and also Zelda going back in time. Like,
I'm just talking about like sealing the sealing of Ganondorf.
Oh, the sealing of Ganondorf. Yeah.
Yeah, that's his heroic deed. He went down in a ball of fury, sealing Ganondorf, losing his arm.
That's not who this is.
You don't think so?
No, this is someone else.
This is a different person.
This is someone else entirely. This person is like. I
immediately read this as Raru, so
Oh no! I thought I Nintendo Tegan and I Tegan and I had a little side chat where I kind of upset her because I was committed to this idea that this is Raru and Sonya's kid that we never saw, that they had a kid. He did a thing, but they never talked about it outside of you finding this one little thing that lets you dress up like him. And that's my canon. I don't think we're ever going to hear anything else from Nintendo about it. I don't think they, like, we talked about this in our Discord. I do not believe we are going to get any more story except for maybe some art books in a book that they will release next year. Nintendo, that is all that we will get.
Nintendo hates me specifically. Like, like this is
Teen.
Fuck you, Tegan. You think you know what you're talking about? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, you had to put the stamp on it.
God. Because, yeah, like, I'm going to stick with my canon that that's Raru and Tegan went back in time and killed him and made a suit.
Yeah, right. That's not Raru, though.
That's my canon.
So that's Tegan's face. That's why it looks a little bit. That's Tegan underneath stretching the face out.
That's why it's got red hair. Is it, that's just my hair coming out. Like,
it's like in Men in Black when he put the skin on and it just didn't look quite right.
There are
this is Vincent D'Onofrio as Raru in Tears of the Kingdom.
There are so many pieces of this that don't make sense and make too much sense. If that makes any sense. That doesn't make any sense. It's fine. Like
in Tegan's in Tegan talk, it's what Tegan we have. Talk,
where are we on this 5 minutes?
That's
we
a good
could
point
be
too.
Here all
no,
day.
No, it's okay. I'm going to say that these are the, I'm going to list in order the things about this armor that frustrate me the most, and then we can move on. Okay.
We're still in spoilers
still in
anybody
spoiler
skipping
territory.
Ahead.
Sorry. Sorry. Not sorry. Okay. The gold piece on the head is not an eye, so it's not Minoru, not Raru related. That's like a gold trinket sort of thing. It's similar to what Ganondorf wears in Twilight Princess and Wind Waker and currently. The hair is specifically the same shade of hair that they use for Ganondorf in Wind Waker, in Twilight Princess, and in this version of Tears of the Kingdom. The markings on the face are almost identical to Wolf Link from Twilight Princess, but not exactly, which is annoying. And then, like, the fact that the whole, like, tabard in the front of it reference the owl, the dragon, and the boar, which we know, of course, right, are Nehru and Feror and Din. Like, all
and
of
old
these
statues that the Zonai
and
were.
And old statues that the Zonai met, and how they, like, organize things around other stuff. And it's like, we're never going to know anything about this. And I just want to scream every time I see it and every time I think about it, my head spins around and I grow 10 other, like, brains. It's awful.
I know what he is. I know what this character is.
What is he?
He's the abomination of all this time travel.
Oh
BS.
My god.
It's the merging of everything, and you get this weird looking green dude that it's
so
like
Ron
he's suddenly the hero now.
So what you're
it's
telling
the time
me is,
cop ending, but he sticks around.
You realize you're saying this is not Raru and Sonya's child at that point. This is Raru and Zelda's child.
This is like again a played
Zelda's her own grandma. So
Zelda's her own grandma. She's her own.
I'm
first
gonna
ancestor.
Stick with that too.
Tegan, also you've been to conventions.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen people dress as a character but with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spider-Man doesn't have a lightsaber, right, but here he does. And so at the end of this game, they're just like, you know what? We actually gave all the Zelda games to an AI and said, give us a hero. And this is the character they spit out.
Give us an ancient hero. They must be a combination Hyrule and Zonai. That's all it said. And it went,
and
all
the
right.
Zelda games.
Yeah. And it went, all right. And just happened to make it also look like Wolf Link and also look like Ganondorf.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, we know what the game tells you what this is.
Yeah, it's the ancient
hero. I thought you were looking at Spider-Man with a lightsaber. Sorry.
Oh, I was also looking at that.
Oh, yeah, that is great.
Did any of you put this on and talk to Impa?
I did talk to Impa.
No.
I did talk to Impa. She didn't tell me anything of value.
Maybe you didn't do it at the right time.
Maybe I didn't do it at the right time.
Are you on Wikipedia? What are you on?
Like, oh,
Googling some stuff.
You're wearing the ancient heroes aspect, and then like tells me nothing.
Okay. What do you got, BC?
So, according to the lovely folks over at Zelda Wiki, the ancient hero is thought to be the hero who battled Calamity Ganon 10,000 years prior to the events of Breath of the Wild. So.
Oh.
Thought to be. However, comma, like, it doesn't match the thing at all.
So he's the hero of Breath of the Wild, not of Tears of the Kingdom, because yeah, they're two games that are connected.
Is that exactly what Impa said?
They just say Impa alludes to this when you talk to her while the ancient hero's aspect is equipped.
So. All right, gotta go do that. I need to hear.
So
this,
what she says is, she's like, "Oh yeah, that's the ancient hero's aspect," and then she references the original Calamity, which she then tells you they're teaching at that school if you haven't gone and done that lesson yet.
Right,
and also, we Sheikah have recorded the information here, but. Again, all the Sheikah technology vanished, allegedly, as soon as it fulfilled its duty, and the Zonai never address it, and it doesn't exist at any point that the Zonai exist. And also, the hero's aspect, the hero that's drawn in the thing, looks nothing like the ancient hero's aspect as the costume. So either they got it way wrong, which is super unlikely, considering the Sheikah have cameras, apparently, or... it's just, they just want you to think that it's the same person, even though it's very much not. And they just don't want you to ask any questions, because they're never going to tell us any story about this character, because they're done with this version of Hyrule.
Yep.
I think this was originally what they were going to do. They were like, we're going to do the Zonai, and we're going to do it as its own game. And then they said, actually, no, we're just going to make it a sequel to Breath of the Wild, and we're going to, cut the parts we like about the Zonai. And this is, the Zonai link we would have used if we had done that. But we're going to throw it in as, a little Easter egg. But now it's just there to make me mad.
Yeah, why does this thing exist if not for that?
We're going to get the rest of the story in this episode.
Yeah.
Are you going to be more or less frustrated?
Oh, no, I'll be less frustrated. I'll be okay.
Okay, that's what
I'll
thought. I was like,
it'll be fine.
This is the most complicated story thing that they have done in this whole game.
Yeah, this makes me mad for a number of reasons.
If I'd known we were going to get into this, I would have just said, this is all spoiler territory, and the 5 minutes needs to not go.
The last episode about the end of the game. So
yeah, at this point, they should
The finale.
I just thought we were going to make fun of the dumb suit.
It is a dumb suit.
It is dumb.
The suit
is
dumb.
A question about it later.
The suit is dumb. If you level it up all the way, it's the strongest base armor
it's
you can wear,
strong.
Which
sure.
is good.
It takes lots of gear.
Its special attack makes the beam sword part of the master sword better if you level it up, which is great
cool.
for the thing that we're about to do. All the way is annoying.
Oh, I spent an entire weekend just leveling it up because we had a delay. I wasn't going to do it, but we had a delay. And so with that, I was like, well, I'm just going to spend this whole weekend just maxing out this suit right now. And that required you to kill a whole bunch of Hinoxes, then a whole bunch of Lynels, then a whole bunch of Froxes, then a whole bunch. And the last things you had to do were kill a whole bunch of Gleox.
You needed 9 silver Lynel maces, 9 silver Lynel blades, and 9 Gleok guts. And do you know how hard it is to get the Gleok guts to drop?
Oh, well, if you're fighting King Gleox, it's fine. They always drop with King Gleox.
Okay, that's cool.
I fought 9 King Gleox, so that's all I did.
That's
so
cool.
Two things. One, this may be the strongest armor that you can get, but if you completed all 152 shrines, you don't need any stronger armor.
Maybe you haven't turned in any of your spirit orbs.
Hold up, Tegan. The Master Sword Beam what?
The Master Sword Beam attack? Okay, so if you... BC obviously doesn't know this. If you try to throw the Master Sword, it doesn't leave your hand. Instead, it shoots a beam. Don't worry.
If you have full hearts?
You can have less than full hearts.
Okay.
For it to work, specifically in this game.
Maybe I'm only thinking of Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
That's how you would know, because it doesn't in Breath of the Wild.
Right. I forgot the Master Sword did that entirely, rediscovered it in the middle of the fight we're going to do. And I was just like, oh, that's right. I forgot about that, and then moved on.
I wish I had known about that.
I'm sorry.
It's not
BC,
great.
I'm sorry. I should have warned you that this was a thing that happened. It's not the best.
Well, there's all these different mechanics in this game. You know, that's where it can just like be easy to forget. I will say so. Longtime listeners, they may remember Jess on the show. I had talked with her about this. She has given up on this game. She didn't even get done with the first dungeon because she was so frustrated with this game. So there's a lot of mechanics in this game. You can be forgiven for not knowing every single thing that they have put in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, who tries to throw the master sword?
I did it on accident, which is how I rediscovered the beam sword.
Oh yeah, how you throw weapons in the first place on accident?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes
right.
sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. While trying to throw a bomb flower or a fire fruit or something, you throw a weapon and you go, ah, dang it.
I was trying to kill a guy because I needed to throw my weapon, or I had a weapon to throw, and I just happened to be the master sword, and I wasn't thinking, and I tried to throw it at someone and a beam came out. Like, oh yeah.
Neat.
Like Zelda 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Spoiler end. We're not going to talk about that at all. I'm sorry. That was closer
spoiler,
to
segment
15
over.
Minutes.
15 at least.
Future Jeremy here. Actually, it was 15 minutes. So just skip
future
ahead.
Future Jeremy, you sound weird.
Just skip ahead 15 minutes, not 5, like I said.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be 15.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
I'll drop in and just put teen at the end of 15 minutes.
No one will notice. It'll be great.
No one will notice. I love when the listeners notice. I try my best to always like level out the things and sound the same as I do, but then in the end, they just always pick up on that. Anyway.
It's just yeah.
Like, what is 15? Hello?
There is almost 15. Nothing you can do about it. It's a phenomenon.
I'm going to have to do 15. I already have to bleep you out, so I might as well
sorry.
Put in a little extra work and put that in.
I got mad. I'm not going to do it again, I promise.
But.
Oh, no. Bleep. Okay. Anyways, we talked to Pura. She said, kill Ganondorf. On the screen, it says, kill Ganondorf. Fantastic. Love that that's a quest line that was given to us now.
Instead of defeat Ganon this time, it's just like, no, go murder him.
Yeah.
Did it say kill or did it say defeat? I guess I'm
I think it's, I don't know.
Didn't probably it say destroy?
I think it's a destroy. That's
even better. Oh, destroy sounds so much better. Yeah,
now we're all checking.
Hang
on.
Oh, yeah, we're checking.
Out. Everyone get your switch out. Check what the final thing is.
Turn your volume
it's
down.
It's destroy Ganondorf.
Okay, still great. Okay. Destroy, still great.
Well, I noticed that in the last game it was, you know, destroy Ganon. And we get a Ganondorf this time. We're not Dorfless anymore.
Destroy all Ganons, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We go and jump down into this chasm. And I was speedrunning through this. I don't know. Like, I barely fought anything in here. Stuff was falling all around me, but I was just dropping springs and flying through the air. I was just acrobating my way through all of this.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing that not everyone did that.
So first of all, I'm one of the people who didn't accidentally discover this ahead of time. So,
okay.
If you look at the marker, it is like dead center in the center of the castle.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When I went down into the depths the first time, like around, like beneath the castle, I saw this gigantic pillar going straight down through the center. And when we fought Phantom Ganon, like the story situation where you had to fight Phantom Ganon, you had to drop down a pillar into a space in the center of the depths. There are all these instances where you go down a specific hole that is a cordoned off part of the depths.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down there and I was like, oh, there's a giant pillar. There's just a bunch of like-likes around me. I have to do something in the castle to get down into the center, which prompted me to explore the castle for like 20 minutes.
And did you find the thing?
What was that, Brian?
Did you find the thing that I don't think anybody on this show found?
Are you talking about the bell? Because Tegan found the bell.
The bell?
There's a car.
So there's another thing. Okay. We got to talk about the bell. Then, Brian, you can talk about your thing.
Are you talking about the bow?
No, the Hylian shield.
Oh,
oh yeah,
darn it.
I did get the Hylian shield. That's the first thing. Okay. I did that before I went down.
Oh, where's the Hylian shield?
So
I think it's in the jail, right?
No, the first time you in Breath of the Wild, there was a shrine inside the castle, right? It was under in the docks area. You saw the little torch puzzle. You lit all the torches, and the shrine came up. Wow, it was so fun. If you go back to that same entrance, the shrine is gone, but the puzzle is still there, and the main torch is still burnt out. And if you light the main torch again, a chest comes up, and the Hylian shield is in it, and it's got a defense of 90.
That's delightful. I love it. It was so good.
I went into this final...
I can't wait to snowboard on that.
I went into this final fight with a fully powered up Master Sword, my good armor on, the Hylian shield. I was ready.
How do you fully power up the Master Sword?
I attached a silver Lionel blade to it.
Okay, right. That's how I did it, too, I guess.
That was good.
Same. Yeah. That's where I was just like, what's the strongest one? I don't care about saving anything else. I've killed a lot. Like, Brian, you would be very proud of me of how many Lionels I fought.
To get that many guts... To upgrade that gear, it's a lot of Lionels, man. Mm-hmm.
I got good at it. You were right. Yeah. It's just like you get that momentum. You just start to learn the patterns. Oh, you get that triple bow. You just go.
Just shoot.
We'll talk about Lionels later in this episode.
Yes, we will. Very soon, though.
Fighting Lionels to power up my armor, which was, I said, hey, partner, can you come to the Colosseum for me? There was a blood moon. 2 minutes later, thank you.
Oh, God. I was like, when I was trying to collect all those King Gleoks, mm-hmm. because there's only two King Gleoks in the game.
There's three King Gleoks?
Maybe three.
There's two in the sky, nine. And one in the depths.
Yes. Okay, yeah, you're right. So three, but I had to wait for blood moons. Looking up online, how do you trigger a blood moon? One, you either fill up the ram or by killing a lot of enemies, or you have to wait literally, what, like 2.5 hours of in-game
is that what it is
or something
days?
Like that? Yeah, it's like that's the trigger. Like in-game, you have to be playing for 2.5 hours. Sleeping doesn't do anything for it. So I spent a lot of time just being like, come on, Blood Moon, come on, killing all these things, Blood Moon.
They have, you're giving me flashbacks to the last game. They may have patched this out at the time, but Katie, who was a orchestra, Breath of the Wild speedrunner, she found this method of like, I don't know, you use a 5-Lionel bow and splash fruit and like something else, and you just like slow mo just unleash tons of splash fruit, which freaks the game out. And sends it into just blood moon. Just like, I'm just going to trigger a blood moon. I don't know what is happening right now.
Oh, man.
Too many particle
I don't know
effects.
If that's still a thing. I was like, that's funny. That's a thing I won't use ever, but that's pretty good. But yeah, I didn't think about trying to kill everything.
Yeah, that's just part of it, is like making the game forget how many things you killed. Which is a lot.
Mind.
I mean, there's still like, yeah, because I was like, I was like, at some point it's got to happen. I've been killing so many things. I'd said before about how I was playing almost a pacifist run, not killing a lot of things. I was like, well, I want to level this up and I got to kill the strongest enemies in this game. So let's do it. Let's be brutal.
So did you two wear that into the final area?
No.
Yes.
No.
I did.
Of course
I did.
Not. Absolutely not. I wore Zelda's armor and Majora's mask, so I didn't have to fight anything on the way down.
I put
on the champion's leathers that I fully leveled up and my little Hylian pants, and then I slapped Majora's mask on my face and said, hello, how do you do, my fellow monsters, and just walked down all the way and nobody bothered me.
Aw, nice. That seems leisurely.
Yeah, they just like looked at you, they're like, what is up? And I'm like, nothing, what's up with you, see you later.
Meanwhile, my whole pacifist run thing of running past everything really came in handy here, where I'm just like, screw you guys. Like,
bye.
I don't care about anything.
Yeah. So
let's talk about that now. Anyways, we're down in the pit.
Wait, no, we're not in the depths yet. There's still more things before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because before I got down to the depths, I went through the entire castle, didn't find the Hylian shield.
Did you get the Royal Guard armor?
No.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe I didn't, just didn't pay attention. What I did do is I went back to the Sanctum. And the Sanctum where you fought Phantom Ganon is right above the marker for Destroy Ganondorf.
Aha.
And, you know, he kind of, you fight him there, and then he disappears, and he's underground. And so I'm like, okay, I have to break through the ground. You don't have to break through the ground.
You have to unlock Downstab.
Yeah, there is literally a, it's like a straight up, like you can go straight up from the Sanctum.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a rusty, like iron bell at the top of the castle. And so I was like, okay, you clearly have to knock this bell down somehow. Tried hitting it. I eventually tried moving it back and forth. Cutscene triggers, Korok.
Yeah. Oh, guys, mm-hmm. you're talking. Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went on, but before that, I went on top of the castle and got the Dusk Bow.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Which nice.
Is that like the giant?
Is Zelda's
glowing...
bow from Twilight Princess?
Mm-hmm.
So. Nice.
It respawns there every blood moon if you've used it all up.
Ooh.
Convenient.
Good.
Okay.
In case you were wondering,
should go over there and check that out.
Mm. Okay, can we go into the depths?
Yeah, we can. I just wanted everyone to know that I suffered, and I suffered greatly.
You did suffer.
You should.
I'm so
you
sorry.
Need to let everyone know. Yes, otherwise, what's the point?
This is
not all about Keegan suffering. Everyone else has to suffer.
Everyone else gets to suffer, but no one suffers as much as I do.
We all suffer differently.
No one goes to bed suffering like Tegan does.
BC, what were you wearing while you were suffering?
Oh God, what was I wearing?
Just any amount of clothes that will help.
Final fit check. What's everyone wearing?
That's what I'm doing.
I was wearing the Zonai pants with the anti-gloom shirt and whatever hat I had on at the time. The things I just wear all the time because they're the most practical, I guess.
Yeah.
Brian.
If it weren't for those awesome dragon pants we got last week or whatever it was, it would have just been bandana and nothing else, but I liked those pants so damn much that those pants, bandana, no shirt, let's go.
Nice. Okay, like I said, down to the depths now. I ran through everything. Tegan walked past everyone and they were just giving him looks.
Yeah, I'd come back and do a backstab occasionally, but I mostly just like, ha, how do you do, my fellow monster? Glory to Ganondorf.
Hail Ganon, hail Ganon.
Where's the evil jar?
Oh my God, it's on the blood moon.
Like, evil jar,
just
what's the
there,
evil
sure
jar?
Sure do hate that Link guy. Let me know if you see
too.
Him.
God, he is just jonesing for a promotion or something. I don't know.
BC,
there's so many instances here where it just wants you to like fall. Like you walk up to a thing that like is supposed to drop out beneath you, but you have enough time to just turn around and walk off of it. My main problem and the true final boss of this game is the glitched out Lionel that you fight as you start.
How is he glitched out? I'm okay.
So I guess when you fight Lionels, Brian, what do you do? Like, what's your general strategy?
Shoot them in the face.
Yeah. And why do you shoot them in the face?
So that they stop charging at me and I can jump on their back.
So imagine a Lionel that doesn't do anything when you shoot him in the face. Because he's glitched out on the geometry, and all he will do is fire a constant stream of arrows into the air.
Oh, because he is in arrow mode?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if they have their bow out, they won't be stunned into a mountable state. Yeah.
No, I mean...
But he was stunned into arrow mode constantly. So
yeah.
All he did was shoot arrows. I couldn't...
That sucks.
Like, I shot him in the face. It was doing the thing, but he just wouldn't move. He didn't move from a single spot, and all he did was the arrows straight up into the air.
Oh.
So I had to just keep moving back and forth.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, I would never want to fight a Lynel that was only shooting arrows.
Yeah.
But hang on, but you didn't have to fight Lynels. Him, right?
Yes.
Well, it was that I didn't know where the path went, so I came down and he's right there. So
he will end you.
Yeah, I'm going to fight him.
If you skip. Lynel, as far as I know, you have to fight this Lynel.
I didn't. I didn't fight him.
I fought
you
him.
Skipped
I
didn't past fight. It?
I ran right past everything.
I fought this guy. I fought this first one because I wanted
I was under the impression you could not skip
I wanted his horns because I didn't have any horns. So I was like, I'll get this one and I'll attach it to my sword and that'll be fine. And mine got glitched, but different. Mine wouldn't stop running in a circle. It wouldn't stop. And you know how like it'll run around for a while and it'll stop and it'll turn around and it'll like take out its weapon and it'll charge you. Mine just ran and ran.
That's good.
And ran. It was miserable because I couldn't stun him either because I couldn't hit his stupid head and he just kept going. And I was like, all right, this is weird.
That's what I like
opposite
the most about
problem.
Tears of the Kingdom Lynels is the perpetual loop you can get them in.
Mm-hmm.
If you just hit them with the arrow, even if you miss, and you can just take endless shots at their face until one of them lands or Tolan, you know, gets up and does something. Yeah. And then, yeah, you're good to go. And I don't mean to, like, demean Tolan, because when he does get up and do something, it's, like, world-shattering.
He takes the weights off.
Right,
and
right.
Then goes ahead and takes care of it.
Yeah.
Real quick.
So I don't want to seem like, you know, Tolan isn't pulling his weight because it's like miles ahead of everyone else.
Okay,
Jeremy, I'm kind of disappointed that you ran through this section entirely because when I was doing it, I was thinking about the fact that like everything down here was like silver, like everything, and I was like, well, I wonder what it's like for Jeremy because he runs from everything and doesn't fight stuff. So I was wondering if it was like all normal, easy enemies for you.
Couldn't tell you.
I fought this guy. I got like half my entire, my 30 point hit bar of gloom. I went back up. I took a nap in a bed to get rid of all the gloom. I came back down. He was still dead, and I went, nice, and I just moved, I put the mask on and left.
That's, you got to be careful, because, you go up above ground, and Blood Moon happens, and that's the end of it.
Yep.
I did this the same, I think I almost caused more destruction when I went here, like, 75 hours in. I skipped, like, the likes this time, but I still killed most of the other people, because Once you're past the Lynel, it's kind of it's always like, oh, I forgot about this. This staircase is crazy, and I'm just gonna slowly float down it and headshot everything.
I didn't want to waste any resources, and so that was my mindset with it. We're just like, I highly doubt I'm gonna use Zonai devices, so I am going to go ahead, and I had like 12 springs, and ended up using 4 or 5 of them. In a couple little spots there's one spot in particular where a huge block drops down really far, and you know, it's kind of a puzzle thing, but I was like, screw this puzzle, and I just like put 3 springs on top of each other, jumped on it and shot myself up, and I was like, see ya, moving on.
Yeah, but there is a little bit of building that needs to happen in here.
No, I didn't build anything.
Right, it's like, I don't know about building need. That's the thing. A need is always an issue with this game whenever you say that word.
There's some glider parts in the corners. You can get springs out. Yeah. You can get, you know, you can do stuff.
They encourage you, yeah.
Yeah.
I built an air bike down here. So
yeah. How was
nice.
That?
That was interesting.
Yeah?
Why didn't I just air bike through everything? That would have been funny.
Why didn't you just air bike through everything? You got to launch the Yunovo at everything. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Gosh.
I came down here with 700 arrows and just put my mask on and went, oh, I don't need any of these arrows, actually.
Nope.
Did anyone fight the hands?
Absolutely not.
No.
I did, yeah. I did.
Oh, I did not. I almost fell in that pit, and I was like, oh, I remember why I don't want to be here.
I was like, where were their hands? Oh, right, not where I was running. Like, I just...
You sprung over it, presumably.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, the thing, the block drops, and then the hand showed up. And I stood up at the top, and I was like, I will simply wait for them to go away. And they didn't go away, so I was like, okay, I guess I have to fight them. And I did, and it wasn't bad.
You hate to see it.
The hands aren't that big a deal.
You got
to
a good bow,
though,
probably.
Right?
Yeah. I had a silver Lionel bow and, you know, 900 bombs, so it didn't matter.
Nice.
Right. Okay. So that was Tegan's strategy, which was, we're just going to firebomb everything. We're just going to go. Never mind.
We're going to spray and pray. It's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take a break. When we get back, we will get down the end of this long, deep hallway. I don't know what you'd call it. Anyway.
Long, deep hallway.
We are back. We are still down this dark, dank
basement.
Hallway.
This is
basement.
This is the weirdest basement expansion I've ever seen someone do on their home. You know?
Yeah, I think they deserve, a giant evil calamity befalling them with the kind of job like this.
If you're gonna build a lair under your castle, you're basically asking for it to be raised into the sky, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do need to talk about the fact that we do, on our way there, come across the mural that we saw at the beginning, and
we do
could bomb the section that told us the whole thing about Zelda sacrificing herself.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Hey, guess who saw that a long time ago?
Oopsies.
Guess who had no idea what it meant?
Are you
kidding? Oh, I looked at it and I was like,
right.
Oh,
well,
cool.
Yeah,
I bet
you
I know what this
here
will mean once with more context
what?
And later and stuff. Hey. And then I ran downstairs to see if Ganon was there.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Was not paying attention at all, really.
Oh, wow.
Took pictures,
okay.
Was like, this is cool. I wonder what all this will mean.
That's so good.
I had no idea that you could eat a tear at that point.
Man, that is wild.
Barely knew there was a dragon up in the sky that was different than the other three.
I'm sorry, this is too much for me.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I saw this and I was like, oh, Brian probably figured this out from the beginning.
No, because that's what you said when you were like, oh, who figured this out? And I was like, how did you figure this out at the beginning? Oh, right, because you came back here 70 hours ago and was tinkering around in the depths over here.
I didn't figure this out. Someone spoiled this for me at some point, but like,
well, there's
that
also
was the only
that,
thing I got
yes
spoiled in this game.
Oh, I didn't get spoiled. I just had... I had a very sinking feeling and mm-hmm. I was in denial from like hour 30 on. I was just like, no, they wouldn't do that to me. To me? That... No, they're nicer than that.
That day was devastating because someone said that at work and was like, oh, I was like, oh, the dragon up there, yada, yada, yada. And they're like, oh, you mean Zelda? And I was like, you...
Oh, I got so when I was talking to my brother,
and then the rest of the day was me slowly processing everything I had learned until that point into that information. Like, oh no, oh no! Like my whole workday was ruined. I'm just like, Zelda, what the hell?
when I mentioned talking to my brother about him playing this game a couple episodes back, he was just chatting and he goes, yeah, and I got that Minoru robot, and I was just like, it's a good thing I did, because he would have just thrown that right out at me. Mm. If we had talked like 2 weeks earlier, then he would have just been like, yeah, I did all that stuff. And I didn't know. It was confusing. And just like, fortunately,
you know,
I was like,
robot.
Yeah, all right,
like, what,
cool.
What?
Oh, yeah, you know, the mech that you get.
Yeah. You mean like from those
videos?
At least
your friends
aren't
like mine who post credit scenes on Instagram when they finish the game.
Yeah, that's, but nothing, anyway, okay.
I am so lucky that I said, I don't want to hear anything about this game, don't send me any art, send me nothing, and all my friends went, okay.
You have good friends.
I appreciate my friends. This is a shout out to all of my friends in particular.
There's an old college friend who I haven't talked to in a minute who is blacklisted because of posting in-game Zelda content, and he doesn't know it.
What did you have spoiled for? Is it later in this episode or?
Oh no, the thing that got spoiled for me about that it? Like was actually tangible was the fifth sage, where my friend asked me, "Hey, mm-hmm. did you guys find that secret fifth sage?"
Okay, okay. We're like, well, Tegan's on the case, but other than that, no.
I was here going, okay, so who is it?
I'll just say, I mean, if we're talking about that, I did see a screenshot of like the end, and fortunately, I misread what it meant, and it's something completely different. Mm. But at the time, I was just like, hang on, is it? And then, no, it's not. Okay. But that was that. Yeah. So I wasn't quite spoiled the same way. So we're going down this pit further and further and further. Is there anything else to talk about in there before we get to the monster wall?
I mean, it's a cool little visual. Just jumping down into it.
Going forever.
In the second pass, like, of this, like, tunnel into the thing, I once again was like, man, if I had the Sheikah Slate the first time around, we could have avoided so many issues. but also, on my second walk down, I was realizing that the way that the Zonai make statues of themselves really does look like those guardians from Scarlet Sword in the spirit realm for the Shroud of the Gods.
Yes.
Sure does look like that. Yeah. Sure does look like that. Mm-hmm. Weird that that's also never brought up ever again, if this is supposed to be they're the oldest civilization or whatever. Anyway, into the pit we go, I guess.
BC said it, but it's true. There's like very little tangibly from Skyward Sword in this game, other than like a lot of big themes and maybe some
there's
big
a
structures.
Demon King. There's a Demon King.
Also, when you have someone saying we're like the first civilization, play the game Forgotten City and you'll see that maybe they aren't. Maybe there's other things that like just maybe history was lost. Who knows? Also, look at reality. So
also play that game again.
I'm going to say it again. Skyland do look like the Sky Temple from Twilight Princess. Weird how many things are related to Twilight Princess despite Twilight Princess not being mentioned at all in this game.
That is weird. Anyway.
Into the pit.
into the pit you go.
I'm just thinking about
me and all
City
my
now.
Theories just into the pit.
Sorry. We get to a point where we drop down where we were before, if you remember in the original scene when we first saw Dry Ganon, everything crumbled around and we fell into this pit. Zelda fell into that pit too, and then she went to the past and everything, yada yada yada. We go flying down this pit. And then we eventually land on this area that totally reminded me of like a sort of like a Final Fantasy kind of boss thing. I was expecting, because in Final Fantasy games, many Final Fantasy games, you fight big walls at some point. So I thought it was going to be something like that.
This reminded me of Earthbound, kind of.
Okay.
At the end, when you show up in your robots and then like Gygax is in a wall. That's what it made me think of.
Nice. Spoilers for Earthbound, but
the game is older than most of our listeners.
Also, for many of us, like, I've played that game. I don't know what any of those words mean.
Yeah.
Jump ahead 15 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
No, we get down here.
We get down here, and we start sobbing, naturally, right? Because
why?
Because the first thing that you see on the ground where you land right next to you is the torch that Zelda dropped at the very beginning of the game.
Oh, I didn't pay attention.
I dropped a perfectly good high power weapon to pick up that torch so I could literally carry a torch for Zelda into the final fight.
Can.
It was romantic.
Very
it was
noble.
Poetic. It was dramatic. And you just missed it? Amazing.
I mean, I am like... like beyond,
that's the love of my life.
That is gore. I didn't even know that was there, and I am moved by your act of love and devotion.
I dropped a royal sword for that.
I mean, I absolutely damn right. I would have if I had seen it.
Also, need to point out while we're going down here, our sage powers are taken away from us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so they say that it's like we're at, the reception's way too bad down here. We just mm-hmm. we can't get them anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we get down there and we get a cutscene. Monsters start appearing and we get to play Hyrule Warriors for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're just single Link by himself, no sage helps, no sages to help. Fighting off swarms of monsters, right?
Easy. Naturally.
When do they show up? This.
I hated this a ton.
Wow. I thought they showed up immediately and were like, hey, we're here. We got your back.
No. You have to, it gets like, you do enough of it, then it gets real bad. Then the sages actually show up and they're like, hey, heard you need our help. And this is
Does
a complaint.
Real bad?
This is a complaint I have about this game, and it's been a problem throughout it. I don't like our group. I don't like having this many people just randomly doing things.
You don't like the squad?
No, dude. No, I don't. And then
I
when this
do
is
not like that robot, and I love having a robot in my squad of dumb flunkies. I love them.
It's so chaotic, and normally I'm fine with chaos. I live in chaos, but when I'm playing this game and like I want to do something intentionally, it's and also the Switch can't handle it very well either at times. So it's just sort of like upsetting whenever I'm playing certain parts of it, and it's just like there is just so much going on. I don't even know what's happening. Oh, we won. Hey. Fantastic.
So with all five of them now, fighting Lynels is like when in the DS games you have to shoot a boss, but like its eye is blocked, but it's not blocked to Link, but it's blocked to mm-hmm. you, and you just got a blind fire. Mm-hmm. That happens all the time, so that yes. that does kind of suck. But other yes. than that, like I started out being uncomfortable at having a companion. Because I had played so much Breath of the Wild where Link is just alone. I'm like, hey, could you give me like Link's got podcasts to listen to. He's out here and he needs to be alone. And maybe it was just Tolan, but very quickly I was just like, having all these dumb AI around is endearing and stupid. And I love when I accidentally, except for Riju, I love accidentally setting off every single one of them for no reason. It's dumb and hilarious, and yeah, I like my dumb crew.
Yeah, Riju aside, because Riju is the opposite of Visa or MasterCard or whatever, where she's never where you want to be. She's
God.
Like finding Riju to activate her powers is the most annoying thing.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I enjoyed having people join in the fray. It feels nice. It's a little different when there's so many enemies on screen. It's actually kind of helpful because everybody's off doing their own thing as opposed to like trying to hit the one dude who's in front of you.
Mm. Mm. Or everyone's only targeting who you're targeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I liked this part specifically because I don't like doing the combat like one-on-one. I like hanging back and shooting things from a distance. So I started hanging back. I let everyone else tank and I just hung back with my bomb arrows and was just like, bye.
All right.
So it set up my particular play style well.
I was throwing muddle buds everywhere, and pretty quickly after that, everyone groups up either around one of my companions or around one of their companions, and there's only a few strays coming after me, and from there on out, it's Puff Shrooms.
That's smart.
It's Puff Shrooms, baby.
I went into this fight with only one Muddle Bud.
Oh, no.
And I used it when all the moblins popped up.
Oh, no!
I think my problem with this section, twofold. One, it was kind of fun in that it was like, oh, yeah, just use all the items you have, like using all these items, throwing everything I had because I knew that I wasn't going to need it later on.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that it's still just fighting swarms of the same enemies that we've mm-hmm. been fighting.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. if you introduce a new Bokoblin or a new Moblin or had them do something weird, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
I did like that the Gibdos showed back up. That was yes. nice.
The fast Gibdos nice little, yeah. hate them, but it was nice that they showed up. It yes. was at least kind of...
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
From the jump, those guys are crawling. Mm-hmm. And and that was actually probably the only time I got like worried during these waves was okay. like, oh, I might actually like be backed into a corner where I can't like do something because I let this one Gibdo go.
And so... Oh, but yeah. The other thing that was stressful about this for me was just that it became this thing where the fights weren't hard, but it became anything that touches you automatically glooms you.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
you go through this entire section of just like, don't get hit, which is fine if you can heal, but it's just a bit annoying if you just fought a glitched out Lionel and used a bunch of your, mm-hmm. your gloom yep. antidotes.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
I was like near the end of this whole thing. I was like, oh man, I should have brought some gloom stuff with me. I didn't bring any gloom stuff with me. And I
well, you also didn't fight anything. It, so you're fine.
I didn't fight anything, but I still walked on gloom stuff occasionally. Mm-hmm. So I still came in contact with a few things here and there. And again, in this fight, I did have to fight them. I was taking some damage. I was taking some gloom damage.
No, see, I didn't yeah. take any gloom damage. I just stayed far away.
It was... Well, yeah, mm. there you go.
That's another criticism, maybe just of the Switch overall, mm-hmm. is on the walk down here, sometimes it's really hard to see like these tiny spots of gloom.
Yeah.
That you can just be like doing something or going into a menu and then you're just like standing in gloom and not knowing it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. So we fight all these monsters. Since we have all of our sages with us, we get a cutscene where all the bosses appear, but then the
I
sages.
I got so excited.
This was so excited.
You guys have no idea how excited I was.
The wall disappears, but then all of these things, all these monsters appear, and then they're just like, Link, go on without us. And then it does the whole thing of like the rock crumbles and separates us from them anyway. And for whatever reason, it also turned me backwards when I did. And so when the cutscene was over, I was like, how am I supposed to get through this rock wall?
Yep.
Not realizing I needed to just turn around.
I had the same thing.
Link was facing them when mm-hmm. that happened. And so you're still facing him when the cutscene was done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it pushes you through so that like you see the wall and then it's like, welp.
Mm-hmm. Time to climb this wall.
I was so ready. The game has shown us that it's capable of making us fight bosses again in the depths.
Mm-hmm.
And like they all the bosses start popping out and I was just like, oh guys, it is on. Like, let's go. Let's go. And no, it didn't. I was like, I guess that makes sense, but
we got the good ending to the scene.
The good ending where you don't have to fight all the bosses again by yourself with no one to help you.
Yeah.
That tells you where I was in this moment.
So we keep moving forward. The music. Oh, man, the music's so good here. Like, it's... I love it so much through all this.
I love just, like, the like, aesthetics and the name. Like, when you get down here and it's, like, Gloom's Origin. I feel like that's mm-hmm. a good final area oh. name.
Mm-hmm.
The music is so good. It's so good in this whole segment of like building up anticipation and like mm-hmm. making the moments feel very cinematic, you know?
We come to this scene and we see Dry Ganondorf sitting on, I mean, kind of like in his own like little throne thing, but he's more just like hanging out in this little area.
On his little tuffet.
Up above us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his little tuffet. And he starts going on about how he was just like, I thought it was going to be harder than this to take over the world.
Wind or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's just like, the gloom, the wretched light needs to be extinguished and the gloom darkness will take over everything. And you are the only thing in my way.
And you're a chump.
I poke fun at
he points out we're a chump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does he say chump?
Well, he doesn't say chump, but he's like, I thought there would have been like a worthy foe or a better hero.
Oh, God, I thought he said chump.
He says chump.
It would have been great. But Ganondorf has a Brooklyn accent now.
Yeah. He summons all the gloom around him, and it fills him up, and it makes him hydrated Ganondorf.
Yeah.
Such a good design.
He's been juicing.
He has been juicing. He is top heavy. But
I did not see that coming. I did not expect a rehydrated Ganon in this fight. I thought it was going to be some nightmare dehydrated fare.
I was
this guy's been sitting down there the whole time, and he hasn't done this yet. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
He waited until we showed up. He wanted to really impress us. You know.
Well, I assume when he's summoning like all the gloom back, because we'll see at a point. Eventually, our friends, they're done with stuff, and so it's possible that he just sort of like summoned in all the gloom he could to fully rehydrate himself, and he wasn't ready to necessarily just do that for whatever.
He's just leaking all over Hyrule.
Gross, disgusting. Spreading. I hate that. That's the worst visual, actually. No, thank you.
Just think about the fungus from the original Mario movie.
That's true.
Oh.
Trust the fungus.
Mm-hmm. So trust the gloom.
Except don't, because it's the monarchy, so don't.
So we get a fight with Ganondorf here. I just shot his face full of arrows.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's what I did to him early stages of fighting Phantom Ganon. Like when I would get to the hands in the second round, it was just okay, arrows until I know.
I did some sword swinging every once in a while, and there's some really cool stuff with the fact that he can do the slow down move to counter you.
I did.
If you're not careful,
I went in and I was like, "All right, sword time!" Like I know how this works. Got my sword and shield out immediately. I run over. I charge. I do my first swing. And he flurry rushes me. And I was like, oh no, hang on a sec. I'm supposed to do that. And then he backflipped over the sword. And I was like, no, actually, this is terrible. Hang on. And then I like backed way up and was like, whoa, hang on. What are we? What is happening here?
I had one time where we both did two consecutive backflips. So it was just a backflip party for a second where we were just both like, I flipped out of it like as soon as I saw him start to do it. And then I swung at him and he did it again. I was like, well, I'm gonna backflip again. And it's like, we're just backflipping the whole time.
God. I couldn't get the like back and forth part of it. I'd see he backflipped out and then I'd be like, well, now I'm gonna get hit. Guess I'll die.
I guess I'll die.
This is the most I've used a shield this entire game.
Mm-hmm. It's so useful.
And he breaks some shields, let me tell you.
That Hylian shield, though, that Hylian shield don't break. That one does not break.
I tried to intimidate him by dropping all of my shields because I was like, I'm not going to need these at all, so it's fine.
I love the idea of
it didn't work.
Jeremy's Link just walks into the final fight, stands proudly, and just like 15 shields drop out of his pockets.
But he's also just like, who's this green guy here?
Right,
and I was like, I'm the ancient hero. You know about me, right?
What do you got?
He recognizes me, right?
Let's go.
I'm going to cause a blood moon real quick. Hang on. Let me drop all these shields.
Picks up a spear, gets naked, charges in the room.
We all do it differently. Yeah.
So I definitely appreciate like a Souls-like enemy or boss that acts like I do. Because then I'm like, oh, cool.
Okay.
I know what these rules are. That's good. And so with as soon as he flurry rushed away from me the first time, I was like, oh, that's awesome that you can do that. And then I waited for him to rush in and shield parried him out of the way and then stabbed the crap out of him.
Nice.
I was like, this is what comes next after one of these. I know. I do it all the time.
So I couldn't remember how to shield parry. I was like, I know it's a thing in this game, but I have done it like 5 times total. So
on
I
accident.
Just would flurry rush like I wanted him to try and flurry rush me because then I predictably knew what he was gonna do. So
I just thought I should have used my shield with the minecart. Jets, the only time I would do it is to do a flip and with and try to land on the minecart and slash him while I'm riding it.
Skateboard away.
Yes. Yeah, but a Tony Hawk towards him.
Jeremy, we haven't given Jeremy enough credit for revitalizing the spinner from Twilight Princess.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I do miss the spinner. The spinner was fun.
Yeah.
I had...
Here in spirit.
I had what I will call a miserable time in this fight. The fight, beautiful. Me, hated... every minute of it. I, at one point, I got hit 8 times in a row trying to counter Flurry Rush. Like, I'd be like, okay, I Flurry Rush, and then you Flurry Rush, my Flurry Rush, and then you hit me, and I ragdoll across the stage. And then I get back up, and I run over, and you do your Flurry Rush, and I do my Flurry Rush start, and then you do your Flurry Rush start, and then you hit me, and I ragdoll across the stage again, and then I get back up, and I'm suffering. And it was only like 2 minutes. But in those 2 minutes, I counted. I went back and watched. I got hit 8 times in a row. I paused. I put my controller down and I went, I can't do this.
And I hate that feeling.
I had like eight. I only lost eight hearts to Gloom in that time. Of the 30 I had. And I was like, I'm going to die. That's the end of this run, actually. And I was like, I still had, and I ate my Gloom food. And then I refilled my hearts because I had a whole steak dinner waiting. And it was just like, I'm at full 30 hearts again. But I feel like I've already failed. And it was a miserable experience. It was so bad. I was so pissed.
Now, because
it looks a lot like, and that story sounds a lot like how my end boss, Skyward Sword, attempts have been or were during that season. Mm-hmm. Like, it was rough. So, because this fight does look a lot like that
very,
fight.
It's very
much like that fight.
For no reason other than
no reason. No reason, Tegan. There's no reason. Don't worry about it. Get it out of your brain.
Congratulations, you beat that game. Good for you. Not many people have.
I did it. I was so mad. And then we get to go to phase two.
Well, does anyone have the what he says between phase one and phase two? Because like I had the best time of my life in this phase and the next one, kind of. I had a really great time in this whole fight. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say something to the effect of he forgotten how good it was to, like, engage in battle, and he's, like, not even close to using all of his power. It was very DBZ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was saying, like, and I was just, like, talking to the TV. I was like, you're saying exactly what I'm feeling right now, dude. Like I was standing in my living room, like, let's go. Let's do this. Do whatever you're going to do. I am ready for anything and having a blast. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Me and Ganondorf were on the same level.
So I do want to also point out, I don't know. Now, you guys, I don't know, maybe Tegan, you talk about having a bad time with this. I didn't have any Gloom stuff with me or anything. I took a lot of damage in this and thought I was going to die. And also, I don't know if you guys know this, in this fight, he can permanently destroy your hearts.
Yeah!
Yes, he can. Phase two, yeah. Because that was funny.
I just pasted in our chat the exact dialogue, which I took from my stream. He says, I had almost forgotten the thrill of battle, that feeling as blood surges in my veins, and I'm not even nearing the limits of my power. And then he goes into phase two, where the first thing that happens is, like, he turns into the spooky monster, right? Which looks like the spooky monster we saw both the memories and also Demise.
It's Demise.
And then he says at the end of that, I will be taking far more than your arm this time. And then his name changes to Demon King Ganondorf, and the health bar just goes way, way off to the right of the screen.
Going over there.
It was
like, I ain't done yet.
It was a comedy moment. Like, literally, they could have done the design in any other way to make it just be, like, impressive. But the fact that it just kept going to the right, like, almost if they could, it would have burst out of your TV and it would have kept going. But they don't have that technology yet.
What it should have done is it should have changed colors and then doubled up.
Yes.
Like Killer Instinct.
Only like a little bit, but only a little bit of the way. Just enough for you to go like, what? And then it's just like, no, that's it though. Don't worry.
Just like it turns into the yellow, so you think that there's armor on top of it that you have to get through or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course I did the smartest thing I've ever done, right? Immediately. It goes, I see the health bar, I go, oh no. And I whip out my camera, my perapad, and I go, smile.
Did you take any payment for that? Like, did you have to?
Oh, I took a picture and it said image added to Hyrule Compendium, Demon King Ganondorf, parentheses, second form. And I went, oh.
Did he hit you in the face?
No,
for
I
doing
took
that?
It very fast. He's mid run. He's way on the other side of the like screen because I'd backed up so far.
Tegan, you're gonna have him on your Sheikah sensor thing,
yeah.
And you're just gonna be like playing later in the middle of the field, and it'll start beeping. You'll be like, hanging. "What?"
if that happened specifically because I got the picture, that would be wild. That would be absolutely wild.
Yes. But in the okay, so remind me, second form is where then the sages come back, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
First,
because he drops a bunch of fake games.
Yeah, he
demises. Yes.
He dropped a bunch of them, and they're all coming in, and they all have different weapons, and they're all just like, "Hi, hey, hero!" And I'm just like, "Oh no, I am dead on the ground actually, because I got hit again."
This is where I got real frustrated with just like this. There's just so much going on. I can't be deliberate with my moves in this section right now. I don't have any gloom potion things, so I'm losing hearts constantly with the gloom, so they're not even going to be able to gain them back. Then one of
I'm
them
like
disappears, and I'm just like,
wrecked.
What is going on?
So, fun fact, if you ever play this game again, hardy potions, if you get gloomed, you can always just use hardy potions to give you 3 bonus hearts, which is...
Yeah.
When you like after the boulders fell and you're in like Gloom's origin, I just cooked up every single hearty salmon, big truffle, everything I had.
Yep.
Because I was out of Gloom stuff.
Does that give you hearts back? Like the 3 bonus hearts?
Yeah, it'll give you the 3 bonus hearts, yeah.
And or get 4, rid of the gloom for you?
How many?
It won't get rid of the gloom though.
No, it won't get rid of the gloom, but if you have like if you have like 10 hearts left and then you have like 15 hearts total and you have 10 of them actually available, it'll give you 4 hearts on top of what you have.
Okay, cool.
So the trick is to just every time you get hit, keep doing that so that you don't lose hearts.
Well, if you have all the shrines done, you're only going to get 2 hearts back.
Oh, yeah. Because
I believe it will only max out at giving you... a full whatever 30.
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Unlike the rest of you, I have like 18 hearts. I think.
Yeah. Like this is great. Like you're operating at half what
and
we
you,
have.
You beat it, and you beat it. Good job.
Yeah. So,
this fight just chaos. I don't know.
Oh yeah. He's. I mean, the one thing I do love about like a ton of things in a room that can do Link style attacks at Link is that jumping out of the way of any one of them will trigger a flurry rush.
You're
so.
Just flurry rushing constantly.
Yeah.
See, for this section, the Phantom Ganons were kind of meaningless because they spent, like, if you stayed in one spot, they might walk towards you, but they spent most of the time fighting the sages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was only annoying when I lost
True Ganon.
Yeah, when you lose your lock on True Ganon, because then you're like, all right, they don't look different enough at a glance to be able to know which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we chip away at that giant health bar.
Mm-hmm.
We bring it down. We get another cutscene that I should have seen coming. I don't know.
Totally.
I don't know if y'all felt that way. He's fully like he's just like last resort kind of thing, And
he's just like, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe we're sitting here where we are. How did you do this? I also can't believe that I looked at those murals on the way down this time and went, oh, I saw that before and didn't know. I'm an idiot. And I did not think about this.
He rips the gem out of his forehead.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We're skipping a phase.
Yeah, we've skipped a phase here. After you and the sages like defeat a number of the foe Ganons, he goes like, all right, enough of that actually. And just like whirlwinds, he absorbs all the gloom Ganons back in, whirlwinds all the sages away, knocks them all to the side, and then him one-on-one. And this is where he can start taking just shattering your empty heart containers. Just breaks them, and then you just are down a heart. And I panicked. I full-on set my controller down and go, hang on, I'm really going to die. And at this point, I still have full hearts, and like I had like 4 gloom hearts, and I was like, oh no, I'm really in trouble. I'm in trouble because I can't flurry rush this guy because I can't get the timing down, and I'm screwed.
This is where I just kept is garbage to begin with. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say
they closed that window so much for this one. It was so much easier to do in Breath of the Wild.
This is where I just hit him with a whole lot of arrows in the face.
Because he does get annoying. I think I dealt with it weirdly easily, and then I went back and played this a couple more times, and both times like, no, this kind of sucks. It's really hard.
The problem I had was there's the when he takes out the club, because he has different moves for every weapon he switches to.
Mm-hmm.
He kept taking out the club, and instead of giving you time to go into the air before he does like his like turn everything to gloom, he would just immediately do the shockwave attack. So there was no time for me to jump or anything. It was just, all right, he has the club, you get hit automatically. And he did it multiple times in a row.
I never saw this.
And that shockwave will hit you, knock you over, and like just do tons of damage to your shield, even if it's on your back.
I saw him change weapons, but I just kept shooting him in the face.
Oh my god.
And I never saw any real animation.
This is wild to me because I shot one arrow at him at the very beginning of the fight, and he grabbed it out of the air and threw it on the ground. And I was like, oh no, I can't use my bow here either. And so I just quit using my bow altogether for this fight. I panicked. It was like, well, that's not going to work, I guess.
Oh,
what do I do?
I didn't record the video of it. Like, it's been, listeners, it has been week and a half since I did that. So I'm trying to remember a lot of the stuff.
It worked for you.
I did a lot of arrows.
I was just like on the opposite side of the, I think I was far enough away that he had time to like grab it and throw it just because of like where I started in my thing. Cause I backed way up the whole time.
I was still real warmed up from fighting all them Lynels. So it was like very much just being able to use the tilt controls really quick of just aiming my arrows real fast and just getting them off real quick.
Yeah. But I took my time and I was like, I'm going to aim and I'm going to, and he just grabbed it and threw it. And I went, oh no.
Oh, I wish I saw that. That would be
and
so
then
cool.
He started taking my hearts and I was like, oh no. This fight was a wild time.
What ended up like saving me was he kind of jumped backwards from me, like he did an attack. I broke my shield. I pull out a new one, and then he just jumps all the way back to the wall and pulls out his bow and arrow. And I'm like, oh, cool. And just ran up and finished off like the last, I don't know. quarter of his health bar, because he was just kind of, he stuck himself in the corner, and when he was done shooting arrows at nothing, he tried to flurry rush away from me into the wall he was always already standing up against.
Nice.
And that was the story of him.
I had to thread all these little, every gloom attack that he did when he hits the ground, I'm like threading through stuff, suffering the entire time, sweating.
Bring lots of food, kids.
Or just do it like I did. I don't know. Do it differently. Do it your own way. Although, again, like... I missed out on some cool stuff apparently because I just get in there like some like weirdo who was just like, yeah, I got this magic sword from my girlfriend. She sacrificed herself for it. Anyways, I'm going to shoot you in the face with arrows. And that's it.
I just assume arrows wouldn't do any damage to him because it switches you to the master sword. And I'm like, all right, well, I have to use this.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I used it a couple times. So we do enough damage. Mm-hmm. Then we get to see the scene where it's his last resort. He rips his secret stone out of his head. Which again, like he, I don't know. They're all wearing like ornamental sort of things for each of them. Him ripping it off of his head, it didn't necessarily feel like he was like ripping it out of him. I guess, I don't know. Like he made it look that way. He made it like really like crushing like, into there.
I mean, right, also like the when he like pulls it out, it like festers underneath. It gets like black and bubbly.
Yeah, maybe he really bonded himself to his to get the full power of it.
Well, I mean, he was just dehydrated not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. So he goes and pops that. He turns into a dragon.
Yeah, like I was so excited as soon as like he starts talking and like, oh no, how did I not know this was gonna happen, man? How? Mm-hmm. How?
As soon as he went for that, I was like, oh no, how am I gonna fight a dragon? It's an immortal being. You can't kill an immortal being. That's what immortal means.
You can't kill
a
dragon.
I was definitely expecting just a cutscene for the rest of this. Mm-hmm. I think any other previous Zelda game, that's what it would have been.
Yeah, that was the final demise fight in the weird, shiny, crazy land. Yeah, whatever. It's the end of Skyward Sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like the Tekken arena realm that Skyward Sword ended in.
Yes.
The Tekken Sacred Realm.
But we get this long cutscene of him bursting all the way through all of the depths that we've went through up into the sky, flying around, and then we see that we're stuck in his teeth there a little bit. We're just like stuck in there. And we crawl out of there, and then we see which again, like he was saying, how am I supposed to fight a dragon? What am I supposed to be doing here right now? Our girlfriend shows up to save us.
And like he tries some offensive moves like to cut her off and like hit her, and it's like this lady has been a dragon since the birth of Hyrule. Like she's gonna outmaneuver you. Like I don't know what you think you're doing. You just became a dragon. What do you think you're gonna do against
our
eternal
girlfriend.
Dragon?
Come on, kid.
You
only just became a dragon. you can't stand up to my girlfriend.
She's been a dragon ever since you got a hand through your chest, dude. Like that was a long time ago.
Don't ask. I can't explain it either. And so she shows up, and I mean,
this is also the moment I have to say we lose the name. He loses his name at this point.
Oh yeah, he gets a cool new name.
Yeah, he comes Draconified Demon King, Demon Dragon. No
Demon
longer
Dragon.
Ganondorf.
What was the moniker for him when he like changed in? Like he changed the second time because it was something cool above his
name.
Yeah,
it was
Master of the Secret Stone.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was like Master of the Secret Stone, and there was another one that was like...
There was The Menace Unleashed.
The Menace Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's that rehydrated really Ganon. But that's still pretty cool.
So many cool
that's
names. Really cool. This Ganon got the coolest names.
He's not Phantom anymore. He's Unleashed Menace.
I didn't care for this whole thing. I was bored with it.
I mean, yeah, it does.
It wasn't gameplay wise. It wasn't exhilarating by any means, but it was pretty dope conceptually.
The first time you do it, the first time when you're just like, okay, I'm riding on top of Dragon Zelda and I'm going to skydive down off of her, avoiding the beams that this new dragon is shooting at me to try to land on him to hit his weak spot. That was so cool. Okay, repeat the exact same thing four more times.
Right.
Yes. It's number like, four that is the problem here. Maybe one more.
I didn't
maybe
have any problem.
If you didn't have to like basically get back on Zelda every time to get some height.
Yeah.
Yeah. The number four is the problem here. Also, like the way Zelda is moving to like outmaneuver the dragon just feels weird. It feels like she isn't the thing that is moving. They are just moving the box around her. Mm-hmm. You know, because like the camera ends up weird all this time.
Because he's not really, he's not even really moving. The dragon, the demon dragon's not really even moving in a believable way. Like, I don't know. Like, we're not flying somewhere. He's just sort of like in place. And then if he moves somewhere, I don't know. He's sort of stationary when it feels like he should be falling or we should be going somewhere. These dragons never just sit still. Mm.
Especially like because the dragons always have that like whoosh of air around them, regardless of whether or not like we're like around them. It feels weird that he does not at all.
His air whooshes down.
His air whooshes down and like sends us plummeting to the valley below or whatever. And then Zelda swoops under, grabs us, and like weird, would you love me if I were a worm, wiggles back up into the sky above him. And then it's just like, here you are, honey. Bye, have safe. Be fun, have safe. Wave to the bus driver on your way down. You know, like, I want to harvest the demon dragon's parts. I wish I could have harvested the demon dragon's parts. That would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been cool, yeah.
Put them on the evil weapons.
Put them on the deity armor.
And if you don't know that you don't have to ride all the way back up to the highest point every time, like it just all five times would just take forever. And like you can hop off a little early and you'll be fine, but
But like BC said, conceptually, visually, first time you do it.
Very cool.
Visually
absolutely.
Dope.
Like, visually dope.
Pulls
the sword out.
It wasn't super fun to play, but I was about it. Like I respected the choice in the artistic
direction.
If this were
an anime, if this were a movie, it'd be the sickest thing. It'd be so good.
But it also, he would have only had to do it once.
Yeah, he would have only had to do it once. Maybe twice.
If this were an anime,
maybe.
The theme would have started playing as soon as like you fell on the Zelda. Yeah, it would have would have been great.
So we do that enough. This causes Demon Draconis, whatever his new name is. I can't. The dragon
the
formerly
demon
known
dragon.
As Ganondorf.
Draconified Demon King Demon Dragon.
Rolls have you right off
friend,
the tongue.
Draconified Demon King Demon Dragon.
Got a sick new album out. It's called I Actually Was.
DDKDD.
It's like I Became a Nuke Over Hyrule.
Self-titled.
That's the self-titled album. Like.
But yeah, we go through all of this. One of my favorite things is that after like he just explodes and all this stuff and then we get the Destroy Ganondorf complete pops up on the screen.
It's very tasteful.
Check
it's
the
different.
Box off.
It's down at the bottom. It's like kind of like low.
It's not
key,
at the bottom.
Right?
It's at the top of the screen. It's right there.
Oh, is that,
it's just like,
that's later.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
that's
like
later.
The title screen thing. It's just like.
Okay.
Yeah. It's again, it's a comedy moment. I look at it as
and
like,
it's like
a
final
joke.
Blow. Well, I don't necessarily think that health bar was a comedy moment unless like you were very confident in going into that final battle. If you were not that is a terrifying moment.
I did think it
it's
was
not confidence.
Both. It was like it's intimidating and comical.
Like,
just
that's
you're
pretty
like,
good.
Oh,
I see what you did there. But I really don't want this to be a thing, sort of, you know.
It's not
confidence. They also like here's the final hit, or they kind of pull your they pull that a couple times on you, like, oh, this is it right here. Do the final thing.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing I don't know. I don't understand, right? Imagine being a regular citizen of Hyrule for just a moment.
I was thinking the just same thing.
I think about this every time I watch some kind of anime or something like that where there's big explosions.
The Princess's Royal Knight has shown back up again. Great for him. All the sages, all the most important people from all the tribes just like go to Hyrule Castle, so you know something's going down there. Like 20 minutes later, a dragon comes up underneath, and then the light dragon, which has apparently been there the entire time, swoops in. They have a weird battle in the sky, and then a nuke goes off over Hyrule Field.
Oh, dude.
Like, that's like, what happens. Massive. And you're just like, well.
Yeah.
Well, the important thing is, as you said, the dragons have been there the whole time.
The whole time.
But, well, yeah. And but all you can do is just be like, I hope this ends well.
Mm-hmm. That was probably good, right? Well, and the only other thing I think you can do is not be immediately over the Kokiri Forest, because mm-hmm. that mushroom cloud makes contact with the ground mm-hmm. immediately over where the great Deku tree is. Like, Kokiri Forest doesn't exist anymore. That's it. It's gone.
It's gone.
All those Koroks, gone. The Deku tree, gone. The sacred pedestal for where the Master Sword sleeps, gone.
So Deku tree had a good run.
That poor dude who was checking out the Zonai ruins, our one friend out there, who like was like, I know that there's a secret here and I'm going to figure it out. He's absolutely gone. He's been vaporized by the Demon Dragon King.
I also want to say it's really cool when you are on a stone and it just says final attack for the move that you do there. But yeah, then he goes and explodes and a nuke goes off in Hyrule. After that, we get back on Zelda. We get a cutscene. Our hand starts glowing and then we get teleported away. Were you okay? Now this, I can't ask this question of Brian. BC Tegan, did you see yourself in there? Were you wearing your clothes?
Nope, no clothes.
I was wearing the Hyrule pants and the sword, so there's some... and that's it. Pants and sword.
Shirt is... goes away.
Shirt goes away.
Shirt hat, goes away.
If you have
that
any,
is all that disappears.
If you have any kind of hat on, that also goes away.
Oh, yes, well, hat. You're right.
Or if you're
pants
wearing the
stay.
Hero's aspect that covers your whole body, you show up naked here.
Ah.
Mm. I was thinking, because that was my question, I was like, wait, are we supposed to be naked here? But then I went a step further where I'm like, why would they take all my clothes away except for my shorts and all this stuff? Like, if I'm naked, let's just go all the way. Let's bring this up to rated M. Like, let's see. Anyway, but that's what I was just really confused about, because I was like, where'd my outfit go? What's happening? Why am I naked? Yeah, I've not.
Weirdly.
Brian's save has come into my game. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know why the pants are the only thing that stick around, but they do. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe to show his arm. I think that's the point.
Yeah, I think it's
to show his full arm.
The full, like, the way it's, like, integrated into his body and that kind of thing. I don't know why they take away your hat.
If you find the secret
so
153rd shrine, you actually see Link's butt. It's the first time in Zelda history.
That's Rauru's true blessing. but okay, we get this scene where we see Rauru and we see Sonya. They're ghosts behind us, and we're putting our hand out and using all our power, and then we see Goku behind us too, assisting us with his power. And then
Super Saiyan 3.
Yes, and Cell gets obliterated, and then Zelda Dragon turns back to Zelda. That's just it. Like, it's just, there's the scene, do all that, fixed. She's not a dragon anymore. Then reality hits us. We're in the sky, and so we all just start falling
as one does. naturally,
as one tends to do in the sky, where it was just like, yeah, I know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Oh wait, Zelda's passed out and she doesn't know what's going on. And so this I liked. This was a scene where I was like, hey, you know, even though it's like, you know, I'm not doing a whole lot, I am doing it. I am, you know, holding down the right trigger to go faster to catch her.
Yeah. It was exciting.
So good here.
Yeah. Oh yes. I had a great time.
I would have been fine with this being a cutscene, I'll be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
I would have been a different, like,
did anyone mess it up?
No.
I thought about it, but I was like, if this sends me back to before the fight, I'll lose it.
I'm going to pull out my glider. I'll catch you on the way down.
I did.
Well, I had to.
I missed the first time. But that's
yeah. Because I thought it was like tapping.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was tapping too. Holding.
And so, like, you don't just die if you mess it up. Mm. But she does drop really far from you, and you have to, like, catch back up. Mm-hmm. But like I thought it's like a hold thing. I thought it was going to be a tapping the button thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When we do reach her, you get close enough and you get a prompt to was it, did it say like reach out?
Yeah. Hold reach. To reach.
And we grab her hand, we pull her in, and we end up hitting the water down below. But we're fine because we caught her. I don't know. We're fine because we know how to land in water from that far up, I guess. We pull Zelda out of the water there under the grass. This was a scene that I saw a picture of, and I thought Zelda was dead. I thought that was the thing where they were laying. It was laying Zelda's dead body, mm-hmm. and I saw that screenshot and was just like, oh no. No, it's we're not even given enough time before she starts to move. And wake up.
I mean, she had all that time being passed out as we plummeted to the earth. And then yes. we essentially splashed a bunch of cold water on her face. Like, yeah.
Right.
That makes sense.
This part, okay. This was total waifu stuff right here. Because they just have Zelda talking to you, single frame, talking directly to you, saying, oh, you saved me, all that, like, the everything felt really weird about this, and I was like, oh, this is some Japanese waifu stuff that's happening right now.
It was this weird. She addressed the camera directly.
Yes.
I didn't like it.
It's
this is our girlfriend talking to us, our e-girlfriend.
To the way that she addresses you immediately after you save her in Breath of the Wild. But where that is just a, so Link, do you remember me? And then it pans back and does the cool shot. This is literally just, thanks for saving me. And then it like freezes on her face and fades to black. And that's what makes it feel weird.
I don't know what happened. I know what this means though. Mm-hmm. If you're standing in front of me, holy crap, I'm so excited. This is weird, and I'm home. And then we get more?
Yep. And then there's more cutscene.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do get a cutscene then.
We do also get Find Princess Zelda complete.
That's the tasteful one. It's sort of on the bottom, and it's kind of nice. And
it's in gold as opposed to like black.
Dull.
This is, I assume, you don't get this cutscene if you don't go get all the sages. I assume this is, you need everything to get this cutscene too. Because it is with all the sages and Minoru, it is, it is a fair, like this is a farewell to Minoru scene.
Do they make us go get, I don't know.
We just get this scene. They're up in the sky. The other sages are like amazed that they're up this high. They're just like, wow, this is wild. And Minoru is like, I wanted you all to come up here to see. And Minoru's walking in ghost form. She's not in her robot at this point.
Everyone has a little discussion, but yeah, she's floating around.
Yeah. But that is basically it. I thought this was going to be something about like returning the sword to somewhere. Like, I thought there was advertising in this game previously about this being the story of the Master Sword. It's
sure
this
isn't.
Is just no this
no
is just,
it does beep a lot like Fee.
Turns out you can advertise anything, Jeremy.
Turns out you can lie to your audience.
Oh, yeah.
They just go out there and they just lie. They told us the Sky Islands were going to be super cool, and they weren't. The Depths were, and they didn't tell us anything about those.
they said absolutely nothing about the Depths. And that ended up being the wildest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Did I lose it? I think I lost it.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up this episode, and then we're going to have another episode that's just actually like discussing our feelings on this, because this is a very long episode right now.
Everyone like declares their loyalty to Zelda.
Oh.
And Zelda promises she's going to take care of Hyrule, and then Minoru turns to magic ghost particles and says she's going to talk to Sonya and Rauru, and they're going to be happy.
Before she turns to magic ghost powers, she's like, I'm going to go over to, like, you know, Hylian Heaven now, which we've never really talked about. But, hey, they're both there. It's not like a Zonai thing or a Hylian thing. Blow your minds. Peace. Bye.
the afterlife exists.
Like
That's another realm. So there you go.
I think you're right that this is, if you get all of the sages or you do a certain amount of things,
it has to be.
This is like the ending. And it just introduces more questions.
Well, because
there's an afterlife now, and I'm just like, I'm just destroyed by that.
There's an afterlife, though, because Poes exist in this game, and the giant statue things return the Poes to the afterlife. So the real question is everyone in Hyrule subject to reincarnation, or is it just us?
Get ready for the next episode, which is just Tegan screaming about theology for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it'll be fine.
But that is the end of the game.
That is the end of the game. The game is over. We did it.
The game is over.
It took.
We get a star next to our save file. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing else.
Game don't care. Game does not care.
It's very upset.
We're going to wrap up this episode, though. We're going to do an episode after this of talking about how we feel on it, because, again, this is a very long episode. So listen to that one, and we'll talk more about the future of the show as well. So listen into that, and be back here.
My butt hurts, and I need to get up. So, listen to that later.
Meet back here. We'll talk about it on Chat of the Wild.
Bye.
Farewell.
Deuces.